Welcome to the Deep Dive. So if you've ever been involved in product development, you probably know the feeling, right? Trying to get user feedback quickly and reliably. It often feels like a real uphill battle. Super slow, sometimes expensive.
It really can be. And that's why today we're digging into Ixia. It's a new platform using AI, and it's making some big promises about changing user testing completely.
Right. So our mission really is to get under the hood of Ixia. How does it actually aim to fix these long-standing problems? Well, look at what the creators say, you know, the community is talking about too.
Let's try and cut through the noise and see what this AI approach really means for product teams like yours.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Ixia points out, and I think many people would agree, there are these big problems with the old way of doing user testing. First up, it's just so slow.
Painfully slow.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at maybe 2, sometimes even 5 days just to get feedback you can actually use. And that's after spending hours setting things up, finding testers, then sitting through, like, long videos.
And that kind of delay, it's a real killer for agile development, isn't it? It just grinds everything to a halt. Doesn't matter if you're a big team or a small startup. It's a nightmare, like the founder said.
Totally. And that slowness often leads to the next problem, which is... quality or lack thereof. You get these, quote, professional testers.
Ah, yes, the pros.
Right, who are maybe just rushing through to get paid. So the feedback you get is, well, it can be low quality, maybe even biased.
Yeah.
Not really trustworthy.
Exactly, which makes it super hard to, you know, actually trust the data you're basing decisions on. It feels like you're building on shaky ground.
And the final nail in the coffin for many is just the cost.
Yeah.
It can be crazy expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yearly contracts starting at, what, 10,000 euros? Plus, you often pay extra for each tester you use.
Which effectively just locks out so many teams, right?
Yeah.
Especially smaller ones, startups. Mm-hmm. Consistent user testing, it becomes a luxury, not a core part of the process.
So it stifles innovation, really. Right. Okay, so those are the problems. Slow, low quality, expensive. How does Ixia actually plan to fix this? This is where it gets pretty interesting.
Yeah, they have this sort of three-pronged approach using AI, speed, quality, and making it affordable.
Okay, let's start with speed. They claim actionable insights in about 5 minutes. How? What are they doing differently?
Well, this is the core of it. AI and what they call synthetic users. So instead of waiting for real people, the AI simulates user behavior.
Synthetic users, like AI testers.
Basically, yeah. Think of them as sophisticated AI models, probably trained on loads of real user data, acting like digital twins. They're trying to predict how users would interact, find those friction points, you know, and it does this super fast.
5 minutes fast.
That's the claim, yeah. Around 5 minutes for actionable insights, it just massively speeds up that whole feedback loop. You can iterate so much faster.
Okay, wow. And that ties into quality too, then. If you're simulating thousands of behaviors, you're getting rid of that professional tester bias, I guess.
That's the idea. More accurate, less bias, because it's simulating a wide range of interactions instantly. It kind of democratizes it, makes high volume testing possible for anyone, not just companies with deep pockets.
Which brings us to affordability. How are they tackling that?
It's a pretty simple model, actually. Just a flat monthly rate. Unlimited tests, unlimited users on your team, no hidden fees, no massive upfront contracts.
So it makes it accessible.
Exactly. They really want any team to be able to run tests at scale, as they put it. Build better products without, you know, burning all their time and money. They even offer a free first week, which is pretty confident.
It sounds almost too good. But who's actually behind this? What's the story there?
It's quite a nice origin story, actually. The founders, Borja Dr. and Victor Pertiger, are apparently best friends, knew each other since kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they have like over 8 years combined in product management at big names, Google, GoPuff, places like that. So they basically built Ixia to solve the exact problems they were facing every day.
So they live the pain points themselves.
Definitely. They weren't just guessing what the problems were.
Okay, so it's built by product people for product people. But using AI, that does raise a key question, though.
Mm.
How do they keep the AI grounded? How do they balance the artificial with, you know, actual human behavior?
That's a really important point, and it's something they seem to be thinking about. Their long-term plan isn't just pure AI forever.
Right.
They plan to keep feeding it real human testing data, continuously refining the AI models based on how real people actually behave.
So the AI learns from real users over time.
Precisely. The vision seems to be maybe, eventually, 95% of feedback could come from the AI, but you'd still have that crucial 5% from real humans. especially maybe bridging the gap for teams who couldn't afford any human testing before. Now they get the AI plus maybe that targeted human insight.
That makes sense. Sort of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and it's funny. One of the developers mentioned that actually fine-tuning those AI workflows, getting the behavior right, that was both the most fun and the least fun part of building it.
I can imagine. Must be incredibly complex.
Tells you how tricky that balance is, right?
Okay, so to wrap up then, Uxia's promise is essentially user testing that's fast, affordable, and accurate thanks to AI, taking away those traditional headaches.
That's the core pitch. But it does leave you with a bigger thought, doesn't it? As these AI synthetic users get better and better, how does that change what we even mean by user feedback?
Good question.
Yeah, what new doors does that open? Or what new challenges does it create for product and design teams? It's definitely something interesting to think about as AI gets more integrated into these workflows.